what about?" said the Chair of Indefinite Studies, who sometimes lagged behind.
"You know," said the lecturer in recent rooms, "seven men and one woman, it doesn't bear thinking about."
"Well, I, for one, will certainly veto any suggestion about ordering another six women," said the Chair firmly.
"Perhaps the hole will open again," said the senior wrangler.
I doubt it," said Ridcully. "Ponder says that our coming through probably altered the thermostatic balance. What do you think, Dean?"
"Just tomato sauce," said the Dean. "It could have happened to anyone."
"I meant about our being marooned on this island," said Ridcully. "Any ideas, anyone? We must tackle this as a team."
"What shall we tell Mrs. Whitlow?" whispered the senior wrangler. "She thinks this is a prank."
"Senior wrangler, we are elderly, wise, and experienced wizards," said Ridcully. "Students are prankers."
"Pranksters, possibly," mumbled Ponder Stibbons.
"Whatever. We do not indulge in pranks.
With us, it's a fully-fledged, gold-embossed cock-up, or nothing," said the lecturer in recent rooms.
"I don't see why people are making such a fuss about a bit of tomato sauce that hardly even shows up," muttered the Dean.
No one brought any suitable spells," said Ridcully. "At 4 in the morning, for the beach," said the lecturer in recent rooms. "Of course not."
"Then we shall have to fall back on our own resources. There's bound to be a ship along sooner or later. The point is, gentlemen," he added, "that we are the product of a university education.
I'm quite sure primitive people have no difficulty surviving in a place like this. And think of all the things we have that our rude forefathers lacked."
"Mrs. Whitlow, for a start," said the Chair of Indefinite Studies.
"She wouldn't put up with rudeness of any sort," the senior wrangler agreed.
"Do you know anything about boats, Dean?
I believe you got a brown for rowing when you were slimmer," said Ridcully. "Please note that this question did not raise the matter of sheets in any way."
"Well, indeed, boat building is not a difficult task," said the Dean, surfacing. "Even primitive people can build boats, and we are civilized men, after all." "Then you're head of the boat building committee," said Ridcully. "Senior wrangler can help you. The rest of you fellows had better see if there's any fresh water and food. Knock down a few coconuts, that sort of thing."
"And what will you do, Arch-Chancellor?" said the senior wrangler nastily.
"I shall be the protein acquisition committee," said Ridcully, waving his fishing rod.
"You going to stand there and fish again? What good's that going to do?"
"It might result in a fish dinner, senior wrangler."
"Has anyone got any tobacco?" said the Dean. "I'm dying for a smoke."
The wizards went off about their tasks, complaining and blaming one another. And just inside the forest, in the leafy debris, roots unfolded and a number of very small plants began to grow like hell.
"This is the last continent," said Scrappy. "It was put together last and differently."
"Looks pretty old to me," said Rincewind. "Ancient. Those hills look as old as the hills."
"They were made 30,000 years old," said the kangaroo.
"Come on. They look millions of years old."
"Yep. 30,000 years ago, they were made a million years ago. Time here is," the kangaroo shrugged, "not the same. It was glued together differently, right?"
"Search me," said Rincewind. "I'm a man sitting here listening to a kangaroo. I'm not arguing."
"I'm trying to find words you might understand," said the kangaroo reproachfully.
"Good, keep going. You'll get there. Want a jam sandwich? It's gooseberry."
"Nah, strictly herbivore, mate. Listen."
"Unusual, gooseberry jam. I mean, you don't often see it. Raspberry and strawberry, yes. Even blackcurrant. I shouldn't think more than one jar of jam in 100 is gooseberry. Sorry, do go on."
"You're taking this seriously, are you?"
"Am I smiling?"
Have you ever noticed how time goes slower in big spaces?
The sandwich stopped halfway to Rincewind's mouth.
Actually, that is true, but it only seems slower.
So?